praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. We thank you for your presence within us and around us. We thank you for the power of your presence that is changing our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is moving us forward, breaking limitations into pieces. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your breakthroughs that we experience because of your interventions. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessings you have released into our lives, both physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace that fills our hearts and minds. Thank you for your joy that fills our souls. Thank you, Father. We are so grateful for the way you answer our prayers. For we can point to many of our prayers that you have already answered. And we know without a doubt that you will also answer more of our prayers, even the ones we will pray right here tonight. Thank you, Lord. We commit tonight's prayer session into your hands. Oh Lord, have your way among us. Let your Holy Spirit walk through everything we do here to change our lives and give us testimonies in the name of Jesus. Even as we begin to sing worship songs, let your power fall. Even as we pray with prayer points, let your power fall. O Lord, touch us from heaven and give us great blessings. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord is here for you. We're going to sing worship songs. And after that, we would go into prayer points. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, O Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things and for thy pleasure. treasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Jesus. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created, all things set for thy pleasure, they are and were created. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High Jehovah. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High Jehovah. You are the Most High God, King of Glory. You are the Most High. Hell shall die. You are the Most High God, Elyon. You are the Most High Adonai. You are the Most High God, Emmanuel. You are the Most High Lion of Judah. You are the Most High God, Rock of Israel. You are the Most High Jehovah. You are the Most High God. We love you. We love you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. In our lives we say, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river, how we need the river, how we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Lord Jesus, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence. Let your holy presence fill this place. Holy Spirit. Let your holy presence fill this place. You are the mighty Almighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, we have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Begin to worship Him. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Give Him adoration. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Worship the God of Israel. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Glorify Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him praises. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Father, we praise You, for You are the Lord. We bless Your holy name, for there is none like You. You are higher than all. You're greater than all. You're stronger than all. You're mightier than all. Worship You, for there is none like You. No one can replace You. No one can be like You. We praise You, O Lord. Your throne has conquered all thrones. Your kingdom has conquered all kingdoms. Your name has conquered all things. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord. We worship Your majesty. Holy, You speak, and it comes to pass. No one can speak, and it will happen if You have not commanded it. We praise You, Lord. You lift up a man, and no one can bring him down. You kill, and no one can revive. No one can bring back to life. And You bring back to life, and no one can kill. We worship You, Father. You open doors, and no one can close them. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You for everything You have given to us. Thank You, Lord, for everything You are doing for us. Thank You, Lord, for everything You are still going to do for us. Thank You, Father. Thank You for peace of mind. Thank You for joy that overflows our hearts. Thank You for Your presence and power that is with us. Thank You, Lord, for progress and success and prosperity that You have given to us. Thank You for blessings that You shower upon our lives. Thank You, Father. Thank You for good health. Thank You for protection. Thank You for preservation. Thank You for Your divine security. Thank You for everything. you have done in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. And worship and praises. Amen. Amen. I want you to pray this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For your position in my life. Thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for where you are seated in my life. And thank you for what you do in my life. Thank you for what you do with my life. I open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your place in my life. Thank you for your place in my life. Thank you because you are the Lord over my life. You are the controller of my life. You direct my life. You guide me. You instruct me. You are the leader of my life. Thank you for where you are seated in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your place in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the one that gives me strength. You are the one that gives me courage. Encouragement. You are the one that gives me light and life. Thank you, Lord. You are the one that fights my battles. You are the one that defends me. You are the one that protects me. Thank you, Lord, for where you are in my life and how you have positioned yourself in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for how you have positioned yourself in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For you are my shepherd. You are my healer. You are my helper. You are my provider. You are my deliverer. You are the one who sets me free. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray this prayer, and with this prayer, you're going to be reaffirming your love for the Lord. Yeah, you're going to be reaffirming your love for the Lord, or maybe confessing it again, how much you love him. And how much you want him in your life. How much you need him in every part of your life. So you're going to say, Father, I love you. I love your kingdom. And I want you in my life. I want all that is in you. Fill my life with all that is in you. Give me all of you. Give me all of yourself. Because I love you, I desire intimacy with you. I desire all that is in you. Give me all of you. Give me all of you. Begin to talk to him like that. Say, oh Lord, I love you. I love your kingdom. I love your ways. I love your life. I love your light. Give me all of you. Give me all that is in you. I desire all that is in you. Give me all that is in you. I'll begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, with all my heart, I love you. With all my soul, I love you. With all my strength, I love you. With all my might, I love you. With all that is in me, I love you, Lord. I desire all that is in you. Give me all of you. In the name of Jesus. Give me all of you. Give me all that is in you. Give me all that is in you. Give me all that is in you. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, connect me with all that is in you. The fullness of grace. The fullness of light. The fullness of life. The fullness of glory. The fullness of wisdom. The fullness of understanding. Of knowledge. The fullness of power. The fullness of fire. Oh Lord, connect me with all that is in you. I desire all of you. I love you, Lord, with all my life, with all my heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, with all my strength. With all my mind, with everything within me, I love you, Lord, and I desire all that is in you. I desire all the depths in you. I desire all the fullness in you. Connect me, O Lord, with all that is in you. Connect me, O Lord, with all that is in you. For I love you, Lord, with all my heart. I love you, Lord, with all my soul. I desire all of you. Give me yourself. Give me yourself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The reason why our generation keep feeling and suffering is because we only want things from God. We don't want God Himself. We only want things He could give us, things He could do for us. But we don't want He Himself. Yeah. And God wants to give us Himself. Yeah. In fact, some of the reason why God is not giving some of you what you want Him to give you is because He wants to give you something better, which is Himself. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. One of the reasons why God have not answered some of your prayers could be that He wants to give you something better. And that thing that is better is He Himself. For God has known humans for a very long time. You know, no one is older than Him. He is older than all. Yeah. So He has known humans to always be distracted by the things He gives them. Yeah. Yeah, so that is why many times He would decide not to give you some things, because He doesn't want to lose you. Yeah, because He knows those things can take you away from Him, since you are not yet matured to be able to handle those things and still be close to Him. Yeah. So sometimes He would intentionally not give you certain things because He doesn't want to lose you. Because praise the Lord. Okay, I think the network was bad. Yeah, so I was saying that the reason why God have not given some of you what you have been asking from Him is because He wants to give you something better than what you have been asking from Him. And that which is better that He wants to give you is He Himself. He wants to give you He Himself. Yeah. And also because He knows that, He knows men, He knows humans very well. So He knows how giving us what we want, how it can take us away from Him, especially when we have not grown to be able to handle those things He gives us and still be close to Him. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I believe you would prefer Him. Or maybe I should say, I believe you want Him. Like right now as I'm talking, I believe you want Him more than you want things from Him. So that is why I'm leading you to pray like this. I believe you want God more than you want things from God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want you. I want a close relationship with you. You're going to say, Father, I want a deep relationship with you. I am not asking for the things from your hands, the things you give people, the things you do for people. I am asking for you. I want you. And not just what you give, and not just what you do, but just you. Oh Lord, give me yourself. Give me yourself, for that is better and that is greater. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, I want you. I want you. I want you. I want all that is in you. I want all that is in you. Elisha was not foolish like many Christians today are so foolish. I love that man. He wasn't foolish. When Elijah was to leave him, some Christians would have asked for, I want money to be able to build houses, to buy land. Elijah asked him, he said, what can I do for you before I will be taken away from you? Elisha was not asking for earthly things. He was not asking for clothes or money or land. He said, I want everything that is in you. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit, even more. He was even asking for more than what is in Elijah. He was asking for what made Elijah, Elijah. He was asking for what make Elijah the most powerful prophet of his time. Yeah, so what do you want? If you are being asked, what do you want? Will you be telling God to give you earthly things? Or will you really say, God, it is you that I want? Talk to God. Say, Father, I want you. I am not looking for what you can give. I am not looking for what your hands can do. All I want is you. All I need is you. All I desire is you. Oh Lord, give me yourself. Are you really serious about this prayer point? Say, oh Lord, give me yourself. Give me yourself. Give me all the fullness that is in you. Give me all the fullness that is in you. Give me the depth that is in you. I want you, Lord. I want a strong relationship with you. I want a consistent relationship with you, not rising and falling, but a consistent relationship with you. Oh Lord, that is what I want. Talk to him like that. Tell him what you really want. Say, Lord, that is what I want. You, and not just what your hands can give me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and if you read many of the teachings of Jesus Christ in the Bible, I mean the teachings that he spoke directly to the people, you will see how many of them point towards that we should stop seeking for the things of this earth, and how we should be seeking for God, for the kingdom of God, for the things that are inside of God's kingdom, and the things that are inside of God. Yeah, in fact, Jesus even went further to say that if we ever have earthly things, that we have it through that way, through wanting God, the fact that we, you know, the fact that we have a heart that only wants God and nothing else. Yeah, Jesus said that is how we will even gain earthly things. Yeah, and that pattern has not changed. Yeah, don't let any pastor deceive you. Don't let any ministry deceive you. That principle of heaven have not changed. To gain any earthly thing is to first gain God. Yeah, is to have God. Yeah, having God automatically also gives you earthly things. Yeah, not the other way around, not trying to get earthly things before you get God. And some people will say, I've been asking God to give me this, to give me that. Why is it so difficult for Him to do that for me? He's doing it for others. What is wrong with me? Is because such person is getting it wrong. Yeah. Yeah. Is not, God have not called us to seek earthly things, but to seek Him. And it is by seeking Him that we eventually get earthly things. Yeah. So if you have been asking yourself, why hasn't God answered all of these prayers? The question is, what have you been seeking even while you were doing those prayers? Is it God and His kingdom? Or you are just like, God, just do this for me. That's all I want. You might never have it. Yeah. Until you pursue God first and get God. Yeah, as in, you must get to a place in God where you know that at this point, I can't fail God anymore. Yeah, you know that at this point, I can't fall back anymore. I can't sin against Him anymore because I love Him so much. So you're going to pray again. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from everything in this earth devil is using to deceive me, and to separate me from You, and to draw me back from You. So Lord, disconnect me from everything in this world that devil is using to draw me back from You, and to deceive me. Oh Lord, separate me from them. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Usually, devil use what you desire most to hold you down. Devil will use what you crave for most. If that thing is not God, that is what devil will use to hold you down, to enslave you. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, I am ready. Deliver me from everything the enemy is using to pull me away from you. Cut them off from my life. Everything I am entangled with that is stopping me from getting closer and closer to you. Oh Lord, I surrender. Cut them off from my life. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me, O Lord. I want you. I want to know you. I want a deeper walk with you. Deliver me from everything I am entangled with that is keeping me far from you. Deliver me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever I have held onto that devil is using to block me from growing spiritually. Oh Lord, I surrender. Separate them from me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the mistakes that many Christians make is to think that if they are not praying for prosperity, praying for financial blessings, praying for riches and wealth, praying for all these material things, so they think if they are not praying for them that they can't have them. So that is why some Christians, they will leave a church or ministry where they talk so much about God and holiness and righteousness and heaven. Yeah. To go to a church where they're always praying about prosperity, financial breakthroughs, deliverance from demons, even though they don't show those people how to stay delivered. So every day they keep coming back to be delivered from the same demons. Yeah. And miracles and all of that. Yeah. It's because they feel like if we don't pray for financial blessings, for instance, so they feel like if we are not praying those kind of prayers that we cannot get those blessings. It's a lie. Yeah. It's a lie. If you look at the words of Jesus in the Bible, Jesus said that your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. He said all these things that the Gentiles are running after. He said your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible. Yeah, in Matthew chapter 6, he was telling them, he said, all these things the Gentiles are busy looking for every day, struggling to get. He said, your Father knows that you need them. So which means that you don't get them by, or maybe I should say, you don't assume that God don't know. Yeah, and you don't have to pray for them to get them. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray for those things, but that is as the Spirit leads. So sometimes the Spirit don't want us to pray about those things. He wants us to pray about some better things. Yeah, which is what we are praying for right now. So don't be deceived that you must pray for money before money comes. God knows that you need money. And sometimes all that God is asking for is obedience from you, faithfulness from you, commitment from you. Yeah. And then you will do what you do not ask for. If you do what he asks for, then he will be able to do the things you don't ask for. But how many of us are doing what he asks for? Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to please you with all my life. I want to please you with everything I do. Help me, Lord. Yeah. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. For it is a holy life, a holy lifestyle that can attract your presence. So therefore, Lord, I want to live holy. I want to live righteously, so that I can attract your presence. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to please you with all my life. Help me. I want to please you with all my life. Help me. I want to please you with everything in me. I want to please you with everything I do. Help me, O Lord. For it is only a holy lifestyle that can attract your heart, that can attract your love, that can attract your presence. Oh Lord, help me to please you. Help me to please you. I believe you're praying. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to please you. Strengthen me to do your will. Strengthen me to do what you want. Strengthen me to please you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there is what we call honor in the kingdom of God. Yeah, and that is another explanation to how you can gain a lot of earthly things without seeking them, even without working for them. Yeah, honor is how it happens. Yeah, there is a place you will get in God that certain things will come looking for you. You won't be looking for those things. They will be coming to look for you. Yeah, because you belong to a royal place, or how do I put it? You are a royal person according to the scripture. Yeah, we are royal people because we are sons of a king. Yeah, we are sons of a king. Yeah, so maybe you can call yourself a prince or princess, I don't know. But what I know is that we are sons of a king. So we are connected to a royal bloodline. Yeah, that is greater than any other royal blood on earth. A very strong and powerful royal bloodline. That is what we are connected to, of every Christian. And you know our kingdom, I mean, how the palace of kings and the administration in those kingdoms, those palaces, you know how it works. Yeah, you can't be a royal person, you can't have a royal blood and not have certain privileges and certain benefits. So there is this honor that follows you. Yeah. Because your father is a king. I believe you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about even here on earth, people whose parents are kings, or whose parent is a king, there is this privilege they have, like is natural. So there are things they can't lack. Yeah. Even the people will not let them lack those things. Yeah. In fact, if someone have two bars of yam, and he saw the son of the king hungry together with his friends, he will carry those yams and give it to him first before he will go and look for another his own yam. So that honor is there. Yeah, and people prefer that they go hungry because they feel like the son of a king should not be hungry. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So there is this honor that comes upon your life because you carry God in you. Yeah. Because you are so close to God. Yeah, there is this honor that just follow you naturally. And that honor brings to you everything you need. And you don't even have to ask for those things. Yeah. So that is another explanation to the fact that you can have a lot of earthly things without looking for them, without working for them, without praying for them, even without asking people to give you those things. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that I belong to a royal bloodline that is in your kingdom. Oh Lord, bring upon my life the honor that follows those with this bloodline. Do not bring upon my life the honor that belongs to me in your kingdom. Put that honor on my life. Let that honor follow me everywhere I go. The honor that belongs to the people that are connected to the royal bloodline in your kingdom. Lord, let that honor be upon me every day of my life. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. That honor brings you favor. It brings you honor. It brings you favor. Even from places you don't expect favor to come from. Say, Father, I acknowledge that I am connected to you, which means I am connected to your royal bloodline. Bring upon my life the honor that follows those with that blood. Thank you, Lord. Break upon my life the honor that follows those who are connected to your bloodline. Break upon my life that honor. In the name of Jesus, let the honor in your kingdom follow my life. Let the honor in your kingdom follow my life. Let the honor in your kingdom follow me everywhere I go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Oh, we are still praying. You know, I said there is a depth of relationship you will have with God that will automatically make certain things in the head come running after you. What people are running after to get, they will come running after you. Why? Because you have attained a level of relationship with God, a height in God, or a depth in God. Yeah, where God now can confer that authority and honor upon you. Yeah. So God is waiting for you. While you think you are waiting for God, God is actually waiting for you. Yeah, God is waiting for you. He's telling you, when will you come up to become who you are in Christ? When will you come up to be changed into your identity in Christ? So why you think God should come and visit you? God is saying, I am waiting for you to come up, to grow. So you're going to pray. There is nothing, with all my experience in my walk with God, I realize that there is nothing as expensive and priceless as spiritual growth. Nothing as important in this world as spiritual growth. Growing to know Him. Growing up in the knowledge of Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I desire the height that I knew, even the depth that I knew. Empower me to grow. Empower me to grow up in attaining those heights that are in you. Give me grace to grow, to attain the heights that are in you. Give me grace to go deep in you, to attain the depth that are in you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I desire the height, all the heights that are in you. There are heights in God that Christians have not attained since over 2,000 years. There are heights in Jesus we have not attained. There are depths in Him we have not attained. And it's because many of us don't want. It's not as if it is not possible. It's because we just don't want it. We settled for less. Say, Father, I desire the heights that are in you. Even the depths that are in you. Give me grace to attain them. Give me grace to attend them. What have you been seeking all your life? And yet you have not grown spiritually. What have you been seeking? You have been deceived. That is the truth. Ask God to help you. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there is an identity that you must become. In Christ, there is an identity you have in Christ that you need to change into that person. You need to see yourself as that. Yeah, that is how to change into that identity. You know, the Bible told us that we are looking at the Lord like we are looking at Him in a glass. Yeah, so we are beholding Him as you look at a glass or a mirror. Yeah. And then the Bible says that we are being changed. We are being changed into the same glory that we behold. Have you read that place before? Let me see if I can read it for you. Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Second Corinthians 3 verse 18. Say, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Said with open face, we are beholding the glory of the Lord as though we are looking at it in a glass. And then it says that we are being changed into the same image. Now, there is an identity that you have. Or how do I put it now? That you have in Christ is not this you that you know in the flesh. Is another you that is a spirit. So that you are from the day you gave your life to Christ, that you are formed in Christ, or that you appears in Christ. And now the battle, the war, is that you must change into that you that is in Christ. Because it is only that you that is in Christ that can carry the glory of God, that can function in the glory of God, that can operate in the glory of God. Not this you that you know in the flesh. Yeah. So, and that is about maybe 60% of all that spiritual growth is 60% of what spiritual growth entails. Yeah, that is about 60% of what spiritual growth entails. The other percent is about you being used by God to fulfill His purpose on earth. The first is you being changed into the identity of you in Christ. Yeah. And it is after you have changed that you can now carry His glory, carry His presence, manifest His power, and not only that, be able to exercise dominion, authority, authority that will produce visible results on earth. So you're going to pray that you have to change into that person. And as I said earlier, one of the things you do to change into the personality of you in Christ is by seeing yourself as that person that is in Christ. Not seeing yourself as this human figure that is weak, that is limited, that is struggling, that is, what else do we know about the human nature? This you that is, you know, tired of doing the right things. Yeah, so you have to keep seeing yourself as that person that is in Christ. Not this person that is in your body. I believe you get what I'm saying. Because that person that is in Christ is not limited. The you that is in Christ is above principalities, above powers of darkness. The you that is in Christ cannot sin, is not bound by sins. The you that is in Christ loves God 100%. Yeah, so that you that is in Christ is what you must change into. And to change into it, keep seeing yourself as that person. That you that is in Christ is not trying to be healed. That you is healed already, is delivered, is free. Yeah, so you keep seeing yourself as that you. That you does not lack anything. That you that is in Christ has everything. That you that is in Christ has conquered all. Yeah, so when you pray with that identity in mind. You don't pray like someone that is trying to win battles. You pray like you already won. And you are just enforcing the victory to happen in the head. Yeah, I believe I'm not confusing you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to transform into the identity that I have in Christ. Oh Lord, take me through the process. The Bible already shows us these things. I'm not speaking from an unfamiliar ground. You have the Bible with you. All these things I'm saying is in the Bible. They've already told us a lot of this identity, a lot about who we are in Christ. So you're going to say, Father, I want to change. I want to transform into the identity that I have in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, take me through the process till I become who I am in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You don't need prophecies or some special revelations to know who you are in God. The Bible already told us who we are in Christ. Say, oh Lord, take me through the process of transformation into my divine identity in Jesus Christ. Take me through the process. Take me through the process into becoming that new creature. That new creature that is different from this old man. That new creature. Lord, take me through the process that will change me into the person that I am in you. For that person is not weak. That person is not limited. That person is not being oppressed. That person is not defeated. Oh Lord, I want to become who I am in you. That person controls principalities and powers of darkness. I want to become that person. Change me, O Lord. Take me through the process that will change me to the identity that I am in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that you need to know is that this new creature is inside you. Yeah, is inside your spirit. Yeah, is a spirit. Yeah, so this new creature is within you as a spirit that you have. And many times he wants to manifest, but the flesh, your Adamic nature, is not letting him. Your spirit wants to pray. You are not letting him. Your spirit wants to believe God. You are doubting. I mean, human you, if I can put it that way, this human you is doubting. when the spirit you wants to believe God, wants to trust God. Yeah, so the flesh has been the greatest enemy of mankind. Your human nature has been your greatest enemy. Yeah. And has been the greatest limitation stopping us from knowing God. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. We're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power my flesh have over my spiritual identity, my divine identity, or my divine personality. Let the power the flesh have over the manifestation of my divine personality break in pieces right now. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power my flesh, my human nature, Adamic nature, have over the manifestation of my divine personality break in pieces right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the power the flesh have over the manifestation of my divine identity be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the power my human nature, my Adamic nature, have over the manifestation of who I have in Christ, let it be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, be broken in pieces. Every limitation of the flesh stopping the rising and shining of my divine personality be broken now in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. One of the fastest way to be healed and delivered is to identify with who you are in God, in Christ. Yeah. I'm not just speaking theory. I'm speaking practical. What I do alone. Yeah. The Bible says, by His stripes you are healed, isn't it? Yeah. So which means that when Jesus was wounded on the cross of Calvary, you were healed automatically that day. Yeah. So what I do is that, I mean, when I'm sick or in need of healing, what I do is I no longer see this person talking to you now as me. I now see the person that I am in Christ as me. Yeah, I see that person, which I know is already healed. I see that person as me. And within seconds, I'm healed. I mean, 100% healed. So I'm not telling you theories. I'm telling you practical. Yeah, so I just see myself already healed inside Jesus when he got those stripes and wounds. Because the Bible says, with his stripes, we are healed. So I just see myself in Jesus the moment he got those stripes and wounds. So I see myself in him. So, and I see that person that I am in him, I see him as the real me, not the one that is feeling sickness here on earth. And almost immediately, I'm healed. Yeah, and this has happened so many times. Yeah, and the same with deliverance. Because I know the person that I am in Jesus does not need deliverance. Yeah, let me show you from the Bible. Yeah, because you might feel like maybe I'm just forming these things in my mind. But I am not. Yeah, I am not. Yeah, the Bible says that we have been translated. Yeah, Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. It says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So that is your identity in Christ. That this is who you are in Christ. And this is how God sees you always. Yeah. So he said he has delivered us from the power of darkness. So that you that is in Christ has been delivered from the power of darkness. Yeah. He has been delivered. He's not trying to be delivered. He is already delivered. So how you get your deliverance is in this body is by seeing yourself as that one. As you are praying, you are seeing yourself as this person that is delivered. Then you just become him automatically. And then you are now free here in this body. I don't know if I get my point. Yeah. Or I'm confusing you. This is the Bible. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So through the fastest way to be healed and delivered is to identify with who you are in Christ that is already healed and already delivered. So you just forget about this one that is here on earth. Then see yourself as that one that is there in Christ in heaven. And almost immediately,
if you persist with that faith and you continue with that faith praying, it won't be long that you will see your deliverance face to face. You will see yourself delivered here on earth. I hope you understand. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the victory and dominion of my identity in Christ Jesus for the manifestation of healing and deliverance in my spirit, soul, and body. Now, you're going to say, I connect with the victory and dominion of my identity in Jesus, of my personality in Jesus, for the manifestation of healing, complete healing, and complete deliverance in my spirit, soul, and body here on earth. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Just pray like that. Even if you can't understand perfectly what you are saying, just pray, because it's a mystery. Yeah, begin to pray. Say, I connect with the victory and dominion that I have in Christ Jesus. You can pray like that. You can say it like that. Say, I connect with the victory and dominion that I have, that I already have in Christ Jesus, for the manifestation of healing. Thank you, Lord. For the manifestation of complete healing and complete deliverance in my life right now, in the name of Jesus. I connect in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, I connect with the victory and dominion that I have in Christ Jesus for the manifestation of complete healing and complete deliverance in my spirit, soul, and body, right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, complete healing, complete deliverance, complete healing, complete deliverance. For who I have in Christ is not sick. Who I have in Christ is not deformed. who I am in Christ is not maimed, is not crippled. Who I am in Christ is perfect and healed. I connect with the victory and dominion that I have in Christ Jesus for the manifestation of my complete healing now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For the manifestation of my complete deliverance. Right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, so we are still praying. You're going to pray like this. Yeah, what devil have used to rob us is unbelief, fear, and doubts. Unbelief, fear, and doubts. Yeah, he has used that to rob us of a lot of blessings and helps and interventions from heaven. Because even Satan knows who we are. Yeah, Satan knows who we are. And he's scared of who we are in Christ. Yeah. So, but he tries to deceive Christians. He tries to make Christians feel like they are weak, they are defeated, they are. I don't know, many things Satan tries to make Christians feel like they are limited, they have no hope. Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, many of us believe those lies. So that is why Jesus called him Father of Lies. Yeah, Jesus said he has been a liar from the beginning. So Jesus calls Satan Father of Lies, because that is where his strength is, to deceive. Yeah, to make you feel different from who you really are in Christ. So because once he is able to make you feel different from who you are in Christ, to make you believe different, then he knows he has conquered you. Yeah, he knows at that moment he has won. So then he began to feed you with all manner of doubts and unbelief and fear, so that you won't be able to exercise your authority with boldness. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every root of fear and doubt and unbelief that have made me a slave to darkness, that have made me a slave to sin, to sicknesses, to diseases. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You read the Bible, why is it difficult for you to believe and trust the Bible? Is an attack. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the root of fear, the root of unbelief, the root of doubt in me that has made me a slave to darkness, a slave to sin, a slave to sicknesses and diseases, a slave to weaknesses and infirmities. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. I am not a slave. I am not a slave. I am not a slave. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. The roots of fear that has made me a slave to witchcraft. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. The roots of fear and unbelief and doubts that have made me a slave to the kingdoms and powers of darkness. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray three more prayer points. And then we will round off the session. You know, in John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yeah, you know how the truth makes us free? Yeah, the truth makes us free because nothing is stronger than the truth. Nothing is above the truth. The truth has prevailed, and the truth always prevails. Yeah. So then why are you finding it difficult to believe the truth. Yeah, anything that is making it difficult for you to believe the truth is, how will I put it now? That thing has enslaved you, because they know that once you believe the truth, you will be free. Yeah. They know that once you believe the truth, you will be free. So you're going to pray. Now, what are the truths you are still struggling to believe, to accept? What are those truths you are still struggling to obey and to surrender to? Know that the more you still don't surrender to that truth, the more you remain captured by darkness. The more you refuse to believe the truth, to obey the truth, to follow the truth, the more you remain bound by darkness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "You, my soul, you shall believe the truth." Yeah. You're going to say, "You, my soul, you shall believe all the truths revealed in the Word of God. You shall believe all the truths revealed by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus." Oh, begin to pray like that. Begin to say, "You, my soul, you shall believe, you shall accept all the truths the Word of God has revealed. All the truths the Holy Spirit has revealed. You, my soul, you shall believe the truths. You shall accept the truth in the name of Jesus. You, my soul, you shall believe the truth. You shall accept the truth. You shall obey the truth in the name of Jesus. All the truths revealed in the Word of God, all the truths revealed by the Holy Spirit, you, my soul, you shall believe them. You shall obey them. You shall accept them. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Father. You shall no longer struggle with the truth. You shall now believe the truth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Now, if knowing the truth and believing it and obeying it gives you freedom, then it means that knowing a lie as a truth will keep you bound Or maybe I should say, it means that you being deceived. The fact that you believed a lie as the truth will keep you bound. Will keep you in bondage. Yeah. So the question is, have you believed some lies as the truth? Have you accepted some lies as the truth? Maybe that is the stronghold that has not allowed you to be free and delivered for years. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, expose every lie I have believed as the truth, whether I was taught those lies by my parents, or by friends, or by teachers in school, or I was taught it because of the community I found myself. Every lie that I have accepted as the truth, Holy Spirit, expose them so that I can reject them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every lie, whether they came in form of visions or dreams or prophecies, every lie I have believed as the truth, Holy Spirit, expose them now. Expose them now, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, expose them. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, expose them. In the name of Jesus. Every lie I have believed and accepted as the truth. Holy Spirit, expose them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. At the last prayer point, you're going to pray. Yeah, your faith must always be in the greatness of God. Yeah, you are not to consider the greatness of the darkness. You are not to look at the greatness of the enemy fighting you. Your focus must be on the greatness of God. Yeah, so you're going to ask God to help you. That when you fight battles, you will be focused on the greatness of God and not on the strength of the enemy you're fighting. So you're going to say, Father, help my faith to always be in the greatness of you. help my faith to be in the greatness of you. Help my trust to be in the greatness of you as I fight battles, as I wage war against the forces of hell. Oh Lord, help my focus to be the greatness of you and not in the greatness of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. For God has already defeated the enemy. So your faith must be in the victory God already has given to you. Say, Father, help my faith to be, to always be in the greatness of you. Irrespective of the situations I find myself, irrespective of how tough the battles of darkness confronting me are, irrespective of how strong the witchcraft forces confronting me are, Lord, help my faith and focus to always be in the greatness of you. In the name of Jesus, help me to always exalt you above the forces of darkness fighting me. Help my faith to remain in the greatness of you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for this session of prayer we have had in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for so many things you have opened our understanding to understand. Thank you for your power that have manifested to solve our problems, to fix our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we thank you for showing us what we should seek after. Thank you for showing us who to seek after in every day of our lives. Lord, I ask that the grace that will enable everyone who have prayed with me on this platform to remain focused on seeking you, on knowing you, on getting deeper and higher in you. Father, give that grace unto everyone right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that whatsoever the devil has been using to deceive you, And whatever strategy the devil has been using to deceive you so as to cut you off from God and from all the benefits that awaits you in God, I decree that such thing be removed from your life right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that such thing be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The power to resist the lies of the devil, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The power to resist the deception of the enemy, receive it now in the name of Jesus. I connect you with everything that is yours in Christ Jesus. Be connected right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The transformation that must happen to you for you to be able to carry the glory of God and manifest the glory of God, I pray that that transformation happen now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you change into your identity in Christ Jesus. Let that transformation happen now in Jesus' name. Every ancestral covenant of slavery that you have inherited from your earthly parents, I decree that the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every mindset of slavery, every mindset of limitation, every mindset that is keeping you at the level you are now, that is not allowing you to rise and shine, I decree that that mindset die in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, you shall rise to fulfill your destiny. You shall rise to become who God says you are. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Fear shall no longer control you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.